It's a 22 past 7. Travel Guide's back on tonight. It's the series finale, and it kicks off at 8:30. We've got Stax from Stax and Mel on the Dog and Bone. G'day, Staxy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Great to catch up with you. As we know, the twins on Travel Guides do an amazing job in that particular series, and we absolutely love it. And I believe that you're heading to WA, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Western Australia in camper vans. It's going to be a great episode.
I was going to say, the accommodation a little bit different this time around because you've got a compact four-wheel drive camper that you'll be cruising around WA. I believe that you drive south to Rockingham, then you head to Busselton. What can you tell us about the experience of WA?
Well, Mel and I were rather, surprised sort of the landscape down there, but, you know, we don't mind forward driving and stuff, so when we hit those sand dunes, we just hit them flat. It was rather exciting.
And I believe that you climbed some of the tallest of the three fire lookout trees at Pemberton. What can you tell us about that? How'd you go with the climb?
Yeah, well, it was surely that everyone who's been watching Travel Guides know that Mel's got a very big phobia of heights. So I sang to her the whole way. I sang her a song that I normally sing to my kids. I sing her a radio song, and I would just sing The Gambler. So I sang the whole way, so distract her, as the good sister I am.
Something like 75 metres high, I believe, this particular tree is. I mean, that's quite a distance up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And then before you go up, there's all warning signs saying, the tree can sway to nearly 1.5 metres either side when you get up there.
And what can you tell us about the Yirrkarup Beach? Is that the way that you pronounce it, Yirrkarup?
I think so. I'm 100% sure of how you pronounce it properly.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it?
Yeah, it was very beautiful. When we got out there on the sand dunes, over the sand dunes, should I say, it was amazing. We had esky full of beer, and we sat down and relaxed, enjoyed the sunset and the sunrise the next morning, and the winds were just very ridiculous. We didn't get too much sleep that night, but it was worth it.
It was
such a beautiful spot.
Now, this is the second time that you've appeared on Travel Guides along with your sister Mel. So what can you tell us about the whole experience this particular season? What was the best destination for you guys, you reckon, in your mind?
We really sort of liked South Africa, only the safari, as we don't like being in town much, and we stayed in town for a fair bit.
Right.
But I reckon our overall destination that sort of won us over is New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we just love the landscape and the water and the mountains, and it's just so beautiful over there. We just really like it. And we always said after the first season we'll go on back, and we went back second season, we still want to go back again.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Well, it's great to catch up with you, Staxy. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Love you on the series. Travel Guides is back on tonight, the finale series, 8:30 on Channel 9. Make sure you check it out. They're off to WA in a four-wheel drive camper.